You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
He suffered there because of the joy he was looking forward to. No matter what we're going through, if we can shift our belief system to see it through joy instead of through pain, we can get a whole lot done. So whatever it is that you're not doing is because you associate pain with that and not joy. I was talking to the Holy Spirit about it. I said, okay, so what's going on? So some people associate church with pain. Y'all know anybody like that? Y'all talk to me. I'm just telling you what I'm learning. You know, when revelation come to me, it's like I like to jump on it and I then throw it on y'all. Because see, the sooner I get rid of it, Nicole, the sooner he's going to give me some more. You follow me? So anything you have in a challenge with is because you associate pain with it instead of joy. Anybody can agree? Testify?
I'm not certain why I associate meetings with pain.
Okay.
But someone says there's a meeting, and I immediately, oh, God.
Okay.
Lord have mercy. I got to go to a meeting. Yeah. There's going to be a meeting. And I don't know why that is, but, yeah, I don't see them as happy times.
Okay. All right. Who else? Got two back there?
I think for me, winter used to be rough because of the cold weather. Especially when I ran my detail business, I would have to go out in the cold to wash cars.
Okay.
And that was painful. Okay. So winter for me in the past was painful.
Okay.
And it forced me to have to go out because I had to make money.
Wow. Okay.
So from your teaching, I replaced that with it was an event in Northern Virginia, and it was an ice sculpture deal.
Okay.
It was freezing. So I went up there with Drew, and I had a blast.
Okay.
So I replaced that cold with that.
Gotcha. Okay.
So now when I feel cold, I go back to that as opposed to going to washing cars.
That's good. Sharon, you got one here?
I used to associate, I think my husband and I used to associate the IRS with fear.
Okay.
Thoughts of the IRS, letters from the IRS, but we don't do that anymore. We run to the IRS. As a matter of fact, Ed had a conversation with them yesterday.
Okay.
Stayed on the line for an hour just waiting for someone to say hello.
Gotcha.
May
okay.
I help you? But and information that they gave was not what we wanted to hear, but we didn't fear it.
Gotcha. Okay.
We did not fear it at all. We just spoke to it,
And
we continue to speak over that whole situation that we know that God is working everything out for our good. Doesn't matter what they say. We don't fear anything that they think they can do to us.
Yeah.
We know they can't get blood from a turnip.
Okay.
So we know that we don't have to fear them contacting us via letter. We don't have to fear getting on the phone and talking to them. I'm so proud of my husband because he just goes after them.
Glory. Amen.
And that's a beautiful change.
Amen. Babe?
Well, right now I'm still associating the thought of losing my mom through the sight of pain.
Okay.
I know... I heard you say once, and she needs rest, but to me, the thought of her not being in my life is too painful to think about.
Okay.
Even though I can see the progression of the dementia, and I can go through the caregiver groups and see that. I'm still struggling with seeing it through joy.
Okay.
You know, theoretically, I can say, well, when she does go to glory, she won't be in pain anymore, but to me, that would be a loss, and I'm trying to work through that.
Okay.
But and the more I look at my hands, I know I'm weeping, so I'm trying to do it that way, like griever through the process.
Okay.
But not that I have any. I mean, she's healthy beyond her mind, so it's still a struggle to see things through joy.
So, could joy work for you in the sense that? Every time I hear from my mom, I could be joyous about it. That means if she calls you five times because of her dementia, could I look at every time that I talk to my mom as a joy?
I'm trying. Because usually she's criticizing me. So I'm trying to figure out how to receive those phone calls or her saying, well, you know, someone stole my dentures. Where when I talked to my brother, he said, well, she's afraid people steal stuff from her, so she hides them from herself, and she can't remember where she put them.
Okay.
So I'm still struggling with that.
Okay, so you're struggling with both pieces.
Yeah, both pieces.
Okay,
so.
All right. Who else? Nicole? Ed, did you speak? Did you have? Oh, okay.
I've associated leading people with pain.
Leading?
Yeah.
Okay.
Supervising, leading, managing. I can tell you what needs to be done.
Okay.
But after about five questions that they have, and I'm a question asker, so the audacity of me to not want people to ask questions. But after a while, I just want you to knock it out and like figure it out on your own.
Okay.
So I had a challenge with that.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
So grab that thing. Those are two motivators. The only motivators is pain and pleasure. Whatever you're not doing well, or area that, of your life that needs changing, you associate that with pain. And all you do is ask the Holy Spirit, so what pain do I associate with this? Because we do. You write this down. This is easy. You can remember this one. We do what we love to do. Or we do like what we like to do. I had a gentleman ask me a question. He said, I'm just having a challenge reading the Bible. You know, I said, okay, so what's your favorite sport? And he said, golf. And I said, well, do you have any challenge playing golf? What y'all think he said?
No.
I said, so what do you associate with golf? He said, it's fun, it's exciting. I said, well, what if you only read one verse a day? Now, this is blasphemy, right? But if he switches up and realizes that all I need to do is just one verse a day, now, what do we want him to read? Okay, the whole book. But he associated the Bible with pain. I got to take my time. I got to read the verse. I got to underline. I got to get my mark out. What else we got to do?
Highlight it.
What else we got to do? Understand it. What else we got to do? Huh? Concordance? Yeah. You got to stay awake. Yeah. But anything else we're reading, we own it. So it's just something to think about. Because for the joy that was set before, I know I keep using this verse, but I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Who's supposed to choose?
Oh, okay. So here's my question. Okay, so there's this thing that you really like to do.
Uh-huh.
And now people want you to do it for money.
Okay.
That's great. But they're bringing pain with it.
Uh-huh.
You want to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have the fun.
Because you prayed about your finances. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But, I'm not talking about you.
But you want to avoid the pain they seem to keep trying to attach to the thing that you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that? I mean, it's like, I don't want that part. I don't like that part. I like the rest of it. I just don't like the part with the pain.
Okay. So you associate the people, similar to what you were saying, right? You associate dealing with people with pain. Right? Okay. So somewhere along the line, people have hurt you, and you just put all people in the same box. Okay? So one of the things, when I first got in the photography business, Curly helped me with, she said, Paul, make a contract. That way, when you sign a contract, then stay with the contract. Because the moment you change it for special people, then it unfolds. It goes ugly. If you say you're charging extra $100 per hour, and they say, well, you know, I can't afford that, but what about 75? They will be the worst person to work for. Because they move you. So the contract is for your convenience. So you set up boundaries. The thing about your business is that you get to choose who you accept for that business. You get to choose. Sally looking a little funny. Billy Bob looking a little funny. You don't like that tone of voice? No, I look like I'm. Make sure you don't lie now, okay? Make sure you write something on that date and you say, well, no, not available that date. Okay? So, because not everybody is going to be the way we think they are. But because we associate pain with them, what we do is, who do we attract? Pain. Painful people, because we got to do what? We got to confirmation bias. I can only get what I believe.
Good. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, if you keep having problems with people, aren't you the common denominator?
You it. Because what you're doing is, confirmation bias says I got to attract what I believe. So if I believe that all black people are special, then who am I going to attract? Special about black people. I just want you to take a look at this thing because it's real. All right? Anybody got any questions? Two motivators. You can change the way that you process that situation. And you can change it in such a way where you're only dealing with the people that you want to. That's why you're in your own business. But ask yourself, what is it about? Why do I enjoy this so much? Why? I mean, study. I can study all night. I can get new revelation. I love the word of God, what it's done in my life, and so forth and so on. But you asked me to do something else. I mean, like yesterday, you know, my yard person passed last year. Yeah. Ray. Y'all remember he helped? Yeah. And Ray loved being out in the yard because he had served prison for about 40 years. So it's like, he said, big money, he said, whatever you give me, give it to me outside. So he loved working outside in the yard. Well, when Ray passed, a whole lot changed because that brother would come over at 7 in the morning and work till 7 at night. I loved it because my neighbor beside always competed with me. He couldn't hang with Ray. He couldn't hang with Ray. So Ray gone. And my man back there, Thor, he's taking over yard duties, but Thor been a little busy. So I had to get out in the yard yesterday and start pulling weeds. So you know how I made it pleasurable? I believe you buy two. You know, you buy two when you doing something you don't like to do. You know, so I researched, is there a weed tool that you can get? So I get me a weed tool. That was $7.99. I get me some new headphone stuff. I got that. And I start working out in the yard. See, then I got to put suspenders on because I don't like, you know, people walking by and you be showing your stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about? So I decided I'm going to fix that, get me some tights. So, you know, I got some tights on. I'm doing all this for me. I'm not doing it for you because I got to get my mindset to change from I don't want to do yard work. So put my tights on, put on a new pair of tennis shoes because, you know, you got to have some color. This might seem insignificant to y'all, but I'm telling you how I changed my mindset. So Sharon, I had some red, got some Nikes with some red, some black and red stripes on them. Put them on. So I'm going out in the yard. Make sure that I open the blinds for the cats so they can look out at the window. See, I'm doing a whole lot of stuff. But next thing I know, I'm into it. You know, I'm into it. And I'm working the yard, Top Gun. I'm working the yard. Curly come home. She already had made some sandwich. And she said, she'll make the sandwich. I said, well, I'll go get the fries. I got so caught up in the yard, Curly ended up going to get the fries. The only way I stopped Tamika was it got too dark for me to work. Now, I went from somebody that don't like yard work to working until I couldn't work anymore. So what can you do if you change your mindset? Now, I had to work it, though. Them black tennis shoes, I don't do no dirt with them. But if that was going to make me smile and get that job done, then when Curly walks up and goes, oh, I see you've been working on the yard. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what is it you got to do, guys? That hurt you. You just got to take a look at it. All right? Everybody cool? All right, so let me get one slide in. Huh? Okay. So we looked at that, right? It needs to be in your heart. What you believe needs to be in your mouth. What you say needs to be in your mind, what you think. Hold fast. That's what I keep on talking about this. Check this out. So let's do it. So what is it you're thinking about that you need to do? What is it? Don't shout it out. But when you're ready to do it, you got to be ready, full of belief, confidence, that we're presentable inside and out. So you know already, check yourself. See how you look. Y'all know how we look on the inside, outside? Check yourself. But let's do it. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. So what's keeping you going? You know what keeps me going? Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. But the people who know their God shall be mighty and do great exploits. we do what nobody else expects us to do. So, you know, it's like, you know, I got this person from Maryland that called and said, hey, look, your name is circulating a lot. I want to come. I need a session. How soon can I get it? I said, I just had a cancellation for Saturday. They said, well, can I get 3 hours? And I said, sure you can. And I know that God called me his best. So she said, well, I've already been to six counselors over the last 2 years. And I'm smiling because I know my God, I'm strong and shall do great exploits. So that's what I'm holding on to, that I can put my feet up on the desk because I know that he sent her to his best. So that's what I'm holding on to. I've had people tell me, you won't be able to help me, but because I know my name, that's why he sent them. Now, I just look at it and say, I say, well, okay, that's what you believe. That's your belief system. But it won't work because you won't believe, because I know you, God sent you here because he knew I could bring healing to that area of pain. But, and then, you know, you start acting funny on your appointment times. Y'all know what that means? And then I just call it out. I say, okay, so you're going to make sure that it doesn't work for you. But I say, because I know my God, I'm mighty and shall do great exploits. So what are you holding firm to? What promise you holding on to? Because you got to have one. I mean, that's why I've been teaching on hope. Every time I give it, I say, okay, it's done. Then I see, what's the singing girl name that, Britney Spears. Y'all hear about Britney Spears? And what'd you hear? Mike, coming your way.
I heard that she's checking into a facility for rest.
Yeah. For mental rest.
Yes.
She shut down the whole thing. She got a contract. Yep. In where she got, Las Vegas?
Exactly.
She
That's
shut
right.
it down. She said, look, I need some mental rest.
Yeah.
Then what's the dude, Justin Bieber? Oh, yeah, Justin said, hey. Yeah. Remember I said people associate emotional health with success, finance. But these guys were smart enough to know I done tried this thing. And it's not working. So you got to keep a firm grip. What promises, guys? I asked you that about four times now. What promises you holding on to? Because for every area of your life that there's a challenge, you got to have a promise.
Okay. The promise I hold on to is God will perfect that which concerns me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Amen. You got that call back yet on that interview?
Yeah, I did.
Share it. Everybody look at that. What's going on? No, you tell it.
Well, what part? I was driving back home, and the guy that interviewed me called me and told me that I was able to start on Saturday. Yeah. Sorry, at Regency Square, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Amen. So he's holding on to a promise.
Right now, I'm holding on to love, cherish, and adore it by you.
Ooh, okay.
So I put it on my wall, so when I wake up in the morning, it's not at the foot of my bed. That's the first thing I see.
Okay.
It's that I'm loved, cherished, and adored by you.
And you just got a raise.
Yeah, yeah.
See, sometimes you got to connect the dots with people. People don't see the dots. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. She said you got a what?
A bonus.
Raise and a bonus.
And yeah.
Amen. Who else holding on to a promise?
So I can't remember the verse exactly word for word, but it's where he'll set tables.
Uh-huh.
He'll sit at the tables. Uh-huh. And I have a business I want. I think it's my purpose, really, I do.
Okay.
So I finally worked on my business plan. I'm just waiting for my mom to help. I'm not a good writer, so she's going to look over it. So I think I'm ready to do it. So that's the promise I use I'll be ready to do.
Okay, amen. So.
Yeah. I'm just thanking God for the total manifestation of my healing.
Okay.
And it's coming along. I know ahead of schedule.
Glory to God. Yeah.
And it's God is awesome.
Okay.
And as we're working out the finances, it's been fun. Yeah.
So Ed, what shifted about running to instead of running from for the IRS? How did you guys shift that?
being here.
Okay. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You, you know, what God has put through you, and it's just been great. That's why I love it here.
Amen.
That's why I had to be here.
Amen.
And, yeah, we're just attacking it and seeing and letting God do his thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. It's a shift, guys, but it's what you determine. I had to ask him, say, what is it about going to the gym? I don't like going to the gym. Corey, why you want to do that? So what I did was I found out that I was getting migraines after I worked out. And come to find out that, honey, what's the drink you drink? Smart water?
That has electrolytes.
Yeah, so I started doing research. I'm a researcher. I love to research. So I researched, and I'm like, oh, okay. So it's electrolytes. So then I bought some tablets called NUN, N-U-N-N. And they just tablets that you drop into your water, and it fills the water up with electrolytes. And so now I'm good to go to the gym because what I was associating the gym with was migraines. And I got freed of migraines, and so who wants to go back to that? Sharon?
I have a situation where I don't like going to the gym either, and that is so unlike me. I used to live in the gym. I don't understand it. It's a chore. And I know it's something I need to overcome. I need help.
Okay. Can I ask you something?
Yes.
So ask the Holy Spirit, what were you running from by going to the gym?
Oh. No. Holy Spirit, what was I running from by going to the gym? You're talking about in the past?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like, and I'm just saying, because he's still processing through you. You have people who love work, and sometimes it's not that they love work, it's that they don't get respect at home, so they glorify it at work. You the smart one, you the intelligent one, you answer all our questions, you got everything under control. But at home, you're getting what? Yeah. Go ahead, Wayne. That's all right. The whole world heard that one. So sometimes we run from stuff and we replace stuff instead of process stuff. What do you say?
He just reminded me that I was going to the gym because I was getting paid to go to the gym.
Okay.
And now I'm not.
Okay.
So there was a payoff.
Okay. Ooh.
And I let the payoff go, so okay. Now my motivation left me.
Okay, awesome.
I need to motivate myself to desire to do it because I know it's health to my body.
So when you were paid to do it, you didn't get to do what you wanted to do. You had to do a certain, okay. So that's in there too somewhere. He always keeps his word. So all we got to do is hold firm on the promises, and he always keeps his word. What does that mean? Does it happen when we expect it to? Sometimes. And sometimes not. Cole, you had your hand up first. You want to share? Or you, okay. And who else had the hand? Okay. You went grace when you should have went law.
Sunday, I was dressed kind of casually because I had a subcontractor to work for me on a project on Saturday that should have taken Saturday.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, I heard.
He did one out of four things, took him 5 hours to do that one thing. Okay. So thank goodness that my team came in on Sunday, short notice, 24 hours. I had to work and help, but I really should have put my foot down earlier on Saturday so that we could come up with the game plan on Saturday and then run it into Sunday rather than waiting to give him, you know, I was like, okay, I want to protect his ego. Okay. I don't want to come off as the angry black woman. I want to, you know, he's starting his business. I know how that feels. I want to give him an opportunity. But everything that he could have done wrong, I think he did wrong, including leaving his own car not only unlocked but open. It was like talking to somebody who was very absent-minded, and I didn't realize that. Okay. So I should have really moved from grace, like, I appreciate the effort. I see what you're trying to do. But, yeah, this is a contract, and my name is the primary on the contract, so I can't allow you to make it worse than what it was.
Okay, appreciate John.
Yeah, I think for me,
So some people associate, in his situation, it would be success. He associates pain with success. So you said the key word when you said he did everything he could, you follow me, to mess up, to go wrong. So he associates pain with success.
I think with me, because I've always like cultivated the image of being like a nice guy.
Okay.
If I, you know, do practice law like you say and go off on somebody or whatever, I would break that image. So that was basically. But there's one thing that I do go along with, because I don't like people messing with my money.
Okay. Yeah. See. Yeah. See, he clicked though. Y'all see? Man, did you see him click? You saw him click. The brother head tilted. You saw him share. That's it. You heard it. Teresa, you see it? I mean, we ain't even talking about money. The brother. You got to give me a minute on that one, but. Go ahead, Wayne. Wayne, you see that? You see that? Come on back, man. Come on back. All right, who's next? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I had an incident that happened when I first moved out here to Virginia.
Okay.
And it was a young lady and her kids, you know, their water got turned off and everything. So, you know, me being the person I am, I like to help people out. So I let her and her kids come over, you know, use my stove, take showers, wash clothes, and everything. So when I moved from the location I was at to a different location, it was like she was on Facebook and, you know, just saying negative things about me.
Ooh.
And I'm like, well, hold on. I'm like, where did all that come from? Because when you didn't have nobody, even your family, I was the one that helped you. I never asked for no money for my water bill or, you know, things of that sort. I'm like, but you going to kick my back in and say things that's not even true. And I had, you know, I had to humble myself.
Okay.
Because instead of me going on Facebook and going back and forth with her and just saying, well, your water was turned off and I didn't do that. I just blocked her and I just prayed on her, because I'm like, at the end of the day, you know, you saying things that's not true after I helped you when nobody else did.
Okay.
So I really, you know, grace was really there.
Okay. Amen. Anybody else? So, you know, if you knew at this, you know, just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, should I go law now? But once you go law, there's no turning back. I just want, mm-mm. Amen? So we'll pick this up on Sunday, I think, unless the Holy Spirit does different. This will be the last Sunday on that series, and then we'll start with something new. He hadn't told me what that is yet, but I'm excited about whatever it is, because I associate pleasure with new revelation from my Father. All right, let's do our cold confession. I stir up the gift that is within me by faith. I'm stirring up the power that is within me. I'm stirring up myself and running fear, procrastination, and every hindering spirit out of my personal and business affairs. I'm ruled by my spirit. I tell my mind what to think and my body what to do, for I am a master of my emotions. I'm a person of immediate action. I am steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. These goals are my passion. I pursue them with enthusiasm and relentless determination. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. My loins are girded about with truth. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, wherewith I quench every fiery dart of the wicked, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. No sickness, disease, incidents, or accidents can come nigh my dwelling. If I drink of any deadly thing, it shall not hurt me. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh my dwelling. I came to win. In Jesus' name, amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free. Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Okay.